Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And since we're in Oregon, we have an excuse to talk about this. That is a sound that people who were in elementary school in the 80s will remember. It's from the Oregon Trail game, the most widely distributed educational game ever. 65 million copies worldwide. It's distributed by the state-funded Minnesota Educational Computing Consortium, but it was created by three young student teachers, and one of them is Paul Dillenberger, who lives outside of St. Paul, Minnesota.
Well, I was at Carleton College in Northfield, Minnesota. And I had always wanted to be a math teacher, so I was in an education program for that. And they had an offer to do student teaching up in the Twin Cities area. Northfield's about an hour south of Minneapolis-St. Paul. So there were another math teacher, and there was a social studies teacher. Social studies teacher was Don Rowich, and the other math teacher was Bill Heineman, and we were the three. And so Don wanted to do a unit on westward expansion, and he came up with this board game idea. And Bill and I kind of looked at each other. We were both computer programmers, and this is way back when technology, you didn't even have a TV screen. All you had was it was all text on a roll of paper.
Right.
Anyway, we looked at each other, and I believe Bill was the one who said, you know, maybe we could put this on the computer. This might be a good application. And so Don says, well, I need this in like 2 weeks. And we said, well, we can probably do that.
And what was the goal? What did you want to teach kids with this game?
So the idea is that you make decisions, you problem solve, you make decisions, and then there are consequences based on those decisions. And, of course, we worked all these probabilities into the program. So like when you're in the mountains, it's more likely to snow. If you're crossing a river, you're more likely maybe to have your wagon get swamped or something like that. So you, depending on where you are on the route, things can happen and your supplies and so forth.
And, of course, you can die of dysentery, which has become a famous thing that happens to you in the Oregon Trail game.
Yeah, I know there are T-shirts to that effect.
Really?
That say that, yeah.
Well, were you surprised then that it became so huge, that there are T-shirts now with jokes about the Oregon Trail game because so many millennials especially played it?
We knew at the time, because we had kids lining out the door wanting to play this game when we were, you know, we had it on the computers in Minneapolis. So we knew we had something special that really motivated the kids. So in that sense, I'm not surprised that it did so well. On the other hand, I had no idea it was going to be 65 million games and played worldwide.
Have you become just obscenely rich from this?
None of the three of us made any money on this.
Really?
We didn't even get acknowledged as having written the program, the original program, until 1995, I believe, at the 25th anniversary. They finally decided to have a celebration and invited us down to sign the Oregon Trail map and so forth. But none of us are bitter about it at all. Matter of fact, we've kind of gotten a lot of fame out of this. So that's been kind of nice. And to think that you've touched the lives of so many people is enough on that.
Well, you've taught a lot of people in a way that they remember even now about this important part of our history.
Right, exactly.
Have you ever been to Oregon City, the end of the trail?
No, I never have. I have a brother who lives in Klamath Falls, and my stepdaughter lived in Portland for a while. So I've been to the state. But never traveled to Oregon City, which I guess is pretty close to Portland, actually.
Now, I have to just, before I let you go, ask you a personal question about the Oregon Trail. Did you ever really expect anyone to not raft down the river, which was so much more fun than trying to ford it?
Right. Well, again, it's how you spend your resources, and it may be more fun, but it may be more dangerous for you. So again, it's learning from your decisions, and then being able to try again and learn from any of your mistakes. But I think a lot of people like to do what's fun to do, and since you don't get harmed, why not?
Paul Dillenberger, one of the co-creators of the Oregon Trail game. At the visitor center at the end of the actual Oregon Trail in Oregon City, we found a group of elementary school students who had never heard of the game.
So, have you guys ever played the Oregon Trail game?
No. Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No.
Well, maybe not the kids, but their parents knew the game. Here's Kevin McAllister.
Can you believe that all these kids didn't know anything about this game?
I can, because things have changed, and, you know, it's just the wave of technology, I guess.
What did the game mean to you, or what did you learn from it?
That the struggle was real, from cholera to dysentery to bringing food and weapons and such. I learned you need to be well-equipped and prepared before you make an endeavor like that.
I'm going to pack my wife and kids. I'm going to hit that western road. I'm going to hit that Oregon Trail. It's coming fall. I'm going to hit that Oregon Trail.
And Robin, I loved the game, and I won't even talk about the fact that that guy's name was Kevin McAllister, which is the main character in Home Alone, but we'll leave that for another day. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.